Can everybody say thank you for coming and see whether we can cover some important topics here. Okay, the sugya of Kuvav, a very difficult sugya, and one that I was speaking to Rabbi Ashen yesterday. He said that the Rav thought was one of the hardest sugyas in Shas, this Kuvav, and he said in his day the Rav didn't skirted it and never really did it directly anyway. So at least, I don't know if they were at the shir at the same time, but here in the white sefer, like we did yesterday, there is some, the Rav at some point did, maybe it's a different year, or Shechter was in the shir in between 57 and 66, and maybe Rabbi Ashwin was there afterwards when he did Shabbos again, and at that time he wasn't brave enough to attempt it. But, let's see. So, as the email said, we're going to try to go through the Ramban Shita on Tzricha L'Gufa. And I photocopied it here. So, on the first page, it says, okay. So again, the sugya starts off by saying that kolam kalkalim peturin, and then Rabbi Abel brings a brisa kolam kalkalim peturin chutz mechabalum avir. Okay, so the Gemara ends up saying, yeah, our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Braisa is Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon Pashtus, just reading the straight away, Rabbi Shimon happens to, according to Rashi's shot, Rabbi Shimon happens to hold that Mekalkel B'chabal Amavir is Chayiv. So the and that's the Machlaikas. The question is, how do we know there's such a Machlaikas? So Tosfos says, we had some kind of a Kabbalah, there's such a Machlaikas. Okay, we have some Kabbalah, we don't have the source. But Rashi learns that the Machlokas is derived from another Machlokas we know between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda by Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa, which Rabbi Shimon says, Malacha, you need a Malacha Tzricha L'Gufa, and therefore, since Kabbalah Mavir is a malachas kilkul, and what does Tzricha L'Gufa mean? Tzricha L'Gufa means you need a tikkun in the chayfetz that you're acting upon. The chayfetz you're acting upon has to be b'derech a tikkun. So if you're destroying that chayfetz, that's by definition ain a Tzricha L'Gufa. And according to Rabbi Shimon, that would be the same thing as saying that you're mekalkel. If it's ain't a tzricha l'gufa, that's mekalkel. We know by chavul umavir, you needed a special psukim to teach you different things. For instance, by mila, you needed a pasuk to be mater mila. You're doing a destructive act. You're doing chovel. So it's according to Rav Shimon, you would say that you see from there, from the fact you needed a pasuk. But stamazoi, if not for the pasuk, would have been asur, even though you're mekalkel. Okay, so according to Rashi, it's all it all kind of fits in. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, generally holds ein tzricha l'gufa. You're also chayev. What does that mean? Rashi says, it's not that he holds you don't need. Some kind of a tikkun. You do, but it doesn't have to be in the chavtza that you're acting upon right now. It could be if you burn a gaddish, even though right now you're burning the gaddish, but since you need the ashes to you need the ashes to cover something, so that's also a tikkun. It's tikkun eitzel acherim. It's also good enough. So therefore, there's no raya from Mila that a pure mekalkel would be chayav if not for the pasuk, because milah is also a tikkun according to milah is a tikkun etzel acherim according to Rabbi Yehuda. So even though you're doing chabala now, but you're mekayim the mitzvah. So mimela, the mishnah of kalkum akalkalim peturim would be Rabbi Yehuda, and the brisa that chovalumavi yud bichayv in makalkel is Rabbi Shimon. Okay, so that's Rashi Shita. What comes out according to Rashi, though, is that Chovel Umavir, in order to, inherently is a Melechas Kilkul. Now, what would happen if you, let's say, if you could have, by Mavir, if you could have a light without being mekalkel, let's say by electricity, you have a light bulb. So, is that would that be a would you be over mavir according to Rashi in that situation? Lechora not, because you're not consuming anything. It has to be, by definition, inherently, it has to be a malachas kilkul. That's what it is. The definition of mavir is a malachas kilkul, where you're destroying what you're acting upon. But if you can create a light, right? It's not the light, it's the consumption. This is, we're getting into the famous machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch Rav and, Yevnei Nezer, I think it was the Rav Kotz. That what is mavir? Is it the creation of light or the consuming the fuel source? Okay, don't. I'm sorry. Here it is. Just a minute. The Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Yevnei Nezer. Okay, so it could be that those shitas, remember we learned in Shir, let's say the Maharsham. Maharsham said that electricity is only nisur derabanan because you couldn't find it in, it wasn't found in the Mishkan. So it could be love mitame of the Maharsham. In other words, you find it in Mishkan or not, it may not have an impact on whether it can be or not. But the etzem maisa malacha has to be defined as consuming, creating something that consumes, according to Rashi. And by electricity, you don't have that. The light bulb will run out over time, so isn't it consuming something? So the answer is there's some kind of an oxidation process that goes on there, but it's not actually, the electrons run through, there's not actually anything being consumed. It could be, according to Rashi, and we went to the technology chaburas given by, excellent series given by Ruf Packer on Monday. So this would be, that would come out according to Rashi.
According to, but doesn't Rashi, on the Kohal, he says that if it was the Sarchal Kalbal within Rabbi Shimon, or says within, if it was Sarchal Kalbal, that was Chobal Sarchal Kalbal, Mavir Sarchal
Kalbal. That's Rabbi Yehuda according to Rashi. Sarchal Kalbal, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Right.
But he, I thought he said that that. That also
be Malach's answer. Yeah. So, Karn Shimon, it has to be, it's a purely destructive act. It's a consumption is what's consuming the sort of not the creation of the light. That's the nature of the Malach.
A different thing. But in the Maskana, though, once the Gemara says that Rabbi Shimon says that there's no Mekalka, Kol Mekalkal, Drum Chos Mekalkal, Mavir. So then, we should also say, in Malach Shein Tzrech Legufo, you don't have by Chol Olamavir. Malach Shein Tzrech Legufo is Chayim by Chol Olamavir, according to Rabbi Shimon.
Right. According to Rashi, so that's exactly
turning
right.
Turning on the light will be Chayim.
What?
Turning on the light will be Chayim. It's Malach Shein Tzrech Legufo, but we hope Malach Shein Tzrech Legufo is Chayim by Olamavir.
Yeah, but the nature of the Malacha is one of Kilkul. The nature, that's not the Malacha, he didn't do the Malacha.
Kalkel is Chayev, and so is Malach Shein Tzrech Legufo Chayev.
Right, Malachas Lugufa is chayiv because you're mekalka, because the nature of the malacha is kilkel.
So then why are we turning the lights, and the turning the lights would still be deraisa then?
According to Rashi, no, it would be midrabanan.
Why midrabanan?
Because you're not consumed, there's nothing being consumed. It has to be a malachas kilkel. The nature of the malacha is a malachas kilkel. It's not... Okay, so that's Rashi. Now, if you look in the Ramban says, why is it v'chein... Here in the first page here, v'chein zo shamar Rashi zal asmo da ein lecha mavir she'eino mekalkel. Right? That's Rashi's thing. There's no... Every mavir is mekalkel. That's the nature of the malacha. V'afilu mavir etzim levashok de raso. Right? Eino nachon. Sharei... I'll put the thing... the parentheses in there. Okay, keep going. Sharei gufa shol esh tzarich lo. Okay. He says, no, you're creating a... Listen, you're creating a flame. So you're having hana from when you're vashok de raso, you're creating a flame. So you have the flame. And that flame is what you want. So why is it mekalkel? It's not mekalkel. Right, the hana you're benefiting is from the flame. Okay, now by havaris bas kohen, you're not benefiting from the flame. You're making it to create lead or whatever. So the flame is not. We'll see soon. That flame is not benefiting you. So it comes out according to Ramban that you could have, you can. But nonetheless, let's say havaris bas kohen, the Ramban will say. That is Sricha Lagufa, but it's Derech Kilkel, meaning I can have, that's what I want. I want Kilkel. Right? There we go. Okay. The best we do, let's go to the second page here. Of the Ramban. Okay. So, where I have the... So Ramban says, "V'havara de bas koin nami kaven shehu madli ka'esh levashal bo psila." Right. "V'havara bas koin nami kaven shehu madli ka'esh levashal bo psila harehi malachat zricha lagufa dumya de madlik es ha'or lis chamim kenegdo u madlik ner lish damesh la'ora. V'lo shamanu malacha shena tzich lagufa b'madlik ela b'mchabe. Ela vaday travayhu, he says, malacha tzricha lagufa ninhu. Ela shehatzarech atzmo nikra kilkol begufa. It's true, he wants a kilkol in the guf, but that's what he wants. So it's tzricha lagufa, he's benefiting from the kilkol. And that's the point according to Ramban. Are you benefiting from the Maisa Malacha? So the Maisa Malacha is Chovel. Right? When you want to benefit from that, B'derech Kilkel. B'derech Kilkel, you're benefiting from the Malacha. But it's still Tzricha Lagufa. So, ipso facto, it's not the same as Rashi. Right? You can have Tzricha Lagufa. Something can be called Tzricha Lagufa and still be Kilkel. That's what you want. You want the Kilkel. So why is it kilkel? Shehanimol nishar chavul b'chala. The nimol is still chavul b'chala, but that's what you want. You want to do a mila. V'avar debas koin kevan she'ein b'hana le'adam imena. No one's benefiting from it. Eino ela kimekalkel be'etzim. Ela she'adam tzarech lo lehamalacha gufa. Mikom akam v'yesh batikun. She'ena migufa shel malacha shehi kiyum ha-mitzvah. There is a Rabbi Shimon ein oto tikkun klum, but Rabbi Shimon does not consider that a tikkun, right? Mitzvah things Rabbi Shimon does not consider tikkun, right? That doesn't register for Rabbi Shimon. So Meila, you're doing a kilkel there, and. But that's what the Torah said you should do. So it's elishon tarklo la malacha gufa. So you're going to ask me. So if that's the case, what is malacha sheina tzricha la gufa according to Ramban? Okay, I didn't read the whole Ramban. I took kind of a shortcut in the Masifta here, because I didn't have so much time to prepare. But the Ramban says, what's the classic case of Malacha Shinetzuch LaGufa, of course? Chofer Guma Veino Tzarech LaLaFara. So what's the Malacha there? The Malacha is Binyan. Shemetakein Karka Beso. Okay, that's the Malacha. The Malacha is Binyan, if you're doing it in your home, whatever. Vehu Eino Tzarech LaTikun HaKarka Klal. So he doesn't need the car. He wants the Afar. Ella shabi tashin nosa lasa afar mi mele nasa guma umis yapa nimtsa shein kavanasa labinyan betikun akarka. He didn't want to do the binyan betikun akarka. Ve'enzo malachas machshavas. Okay, so that somehow is machashena tzurcha lagufa, because the malacha you're doing is a malachas binyan, and you don't want to do malachas binyan. You want the afar. Ah, it happens to be ends up with a hole in your. Home for whatever reason that's binyan, okay. You took a gafshushis out, whatever it was, right? But that's not what you, that's not the malacha you want. So that's eina tzurcha lagufa. In the maisa malacha, it's eina tzurcha lagufa, right? So he's focusing more on the maisa malacha, not on, per se, let's say, what we're kind of normally thinking, malacha tzurcha lagufa is more or less. The purpose of the chavtza you did or something. He's focusing more on the maisa. Okay, I haven't developed that fully, but that seems to be some kind of a so his notion of it. So now what comes out is and Tosfos may not be too far away from this, because again Tosfos is saying that their malacha shena shetucha lekufa is the purpose needed for in the Mishkan. Okay, so let's say in the Mishkan they needed it to be mevashel bechamim, simamanim, sorry, right? So it's possible to say like the Ramban that there is a mavir has its purpose as a positive purpose. I want the flame to cook the simamanim, like the Ramban is saying. I do want that flame. So we have a machloikis. Rab Shimon and the Ramban says like Tosfos. Ramban says like this. So how do we know the Machlekes Rab Shimon, Rab Yehuda by Mekalkel? Like Tosfos Kabbalah, we have a Kabbalah. Different source. We have a Kabbalah. Okay, so now where are we going to categorize? This is something we didn't do in the Rav's thing here. The Rav goes through this. I said, so how are we going to categorize the Av? So he says, well, the Av, he's going to say, is when you're doing something for a positive purpose. The Av is Madlik. That's when you want the flame. Right? Kederach and the Mishkan, let's say, according to Taisus, they needed the flame to cook Simamani. And what's our Gemara talking about? Our Gemara is talking about the Toldos. Okay. So, the Av is, Rav says, is Madlik. The Toldos is Havara. The Toldos of Havara. So too by Chabalah. What's the Av? Shochet. Why Shochet? Shochet is positive. Shochet is a positive thing. Why? Because I shech the behema. Now I can eat the carcass. I can eat the behema. Right? That's a positive thing. What's Chovel? Chovel is a Tolda of Shochet. But the Chovel is destructive. Chovel is destructive. So our Gemara, basically, the Dion in our Gemara is, can there be a Tolda that's pure that's Mekalkel? So the Av is Metakein, and the Tolda is Mekalkel. Now, Karncher of Yehuda, no siri. That's not, the Tolda can't be Mekalkel, and the Tolda is not Mekalkel. Why? Because Tikkun Mitzvah is also good. It could be still a tolda, because any tikkun mitzvah is not is kind of a spiritual thing, right? Like the Minchas Chinuch says by picking the berries off the hadas. He says, if you want to say it's makeh bepatish, it's only a tolda of makeh bepatish, because it's makeh bepatish is something physical in a keli, and here it's a spiritual thing. Okay, So I could live with that. But it's a tolda because it's a spiritual thing. But it's still metakein according to Rabbi Yehuda. Comes out according to Rabbi Shimon that these things are totally, are mekalkel. And according to Tosfos, it could be according to Rabbi Yechanan, that's too far to go. You can't say something's mekalkel will be a tolda of madlik, which is metakein. Elamai, it's somewhat less. It's a tzarech lafaro, something less than that. Tzarech ladam, right? Right now he's doing chobo, but he needs the dam, or he needs something less. So it's he is his kavana is to destroy, right? It's somewhat but there's some kind of a tikkun sas going on. There's some kind of a tikkun sas, and maybe Reb Shimon learns that from Mila because even though it's lemitzvah, but it counts for something, and there's some kind of an equivalence between tzarech Mila for Reb Shimon. Of course, it's not a tikkun gamor, no, but it's on some level a tikkun sas, and maybe there's some kind of a parallel between that and tzarech lafaro. But pure mekalkel, you would never count that as a tolda of madlik, because it's pure mekalkel. But the Torah's chiddush, the chiddush from Avaras Bas Kohen and Mila, is that even though it's not a bona fide metakein like madlik, but Torah made some kind of the Torah was still mechayiv you, even though it's on some level a mekalkel. Okay, so that's basically what the Rav was saying. We did yesterday. Okay, maybe it didn't. This is a little better because we can see it more in the fuller picture today than we just said yesterday. Okay, but those are along the lines that he's going, and that's the approach of the Ramban. And of course, according to this approach, by electricity, you'd be chayef. Right? And this is posted on the Rambam too. The Rambam says, Mavir Mateches, you're chayiv. Right? The Ravid there argues, says, no, it's Bishul. Now, there's a controversy. Sometimes in the Ravid you don't know whether he's coming to argue or coming to add on. So there's a question in the Achrayim. Is he arguing or is he just adding? There's also Mivashul. But that seems to be also the approach of the Ramban, of the Rambam. So, anyway, it's interesting to have this broad overview of things, and because it definitely sheds a lot more light on the way the sugya progresses. All right, so that's what I had to say today on. Kufav, which is again just scratching the surface of the sugya. All right. Now the next thing I was discussing with Ike yesterday was by Malachus Borer here in the Harei Kedem, but even before. So as we know, in the sugya of Borer, you have the Gemara. Again, this is not a simple thing. I mean, in the Agli Tal, there are six different shitas rishonim as to what the maskanas of the Gemaras were there. Take a look in the Agli Tal. It's right, but let's go simply that in order for it not to be Borer, so you need. You need three conditions: biyad, miyad, and ochem mitoch psalos. Okay. Now that's true by ochem mitoch psalos. The question is, how do you define psalos? What if it's two mene ochlim? So, according to Shitas Tosfos, you treat it no differently from regular psalas. What I don't want to eat is considered psalas. And the same conditions would apply that we mentioned. However, so that's one issue. The Rambam doesn't seem, before I get to the Rambam, we said in Shir that what is this idea of these conditions? Is it that by going through these conditions, it becomes a heter achila, meaning you're doing a derech achila, and not even though you're metaking the ochel, but you're doing a derech achila, not a heter of derech achila. That's one approach. And then we mentioned the approach of the Ramban, that anything less than borer lehaniach is brer leotzar is okay. And this is the way you get around brer leotzar. Nafkamina would be again we mentioned here the way the Rashba has it. Does the heter of derchachilo, for instance, apply to a malacha like tochen? So if you learn that it's derech achila, then it would apply there too. The Rashba has that. But if you hold that the whole idea of these conditions is not a heter of derech achila, but it's just that it's not rare laotzer, so obviously that won't apply to other areas. Okay. The question is the Rambam here. The Rambam seems to make a distinction between borer tuminei ochlim and ochel mitoch psalas. The first distinction is by shnei minei ochlim, he says, yeah, but din shnei minei ochlim lo chilek harambam klal im hu borer es hamin shu chavetz bo o lo. Yuvachol gavnei hitir harambam beborer la'altar. So even if what you want is what you leave behind, let's say there are apples and oranges and you want the apples, you pick up the oranges and leave the apples, it's okay. That's one thing. And the other distinction that the Beis Yosef was medayik in the Rambam is that by borer ochel mitoch psalas, it has to be la'altar mamish, la'altar, and by ochel mitoch ochel, it can even be birer b'shachris la'ochel bein harbaim. Did I say wrong?
Not sure.
Avol b'bor la'ala.
I thought it was slightly less than
ochel. I'm sorry. Less than that. That's the avol b'bor la'achar shah havale k'bor la'alter. Okay, so let me just read the lashon haRama. V'im birer v'hiniach la'achar zman afilu lebo bayom. Kigon shabirer b'shachris lechol bein harbaim. So that's no good. I mean, so less than that is okay. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so the Rav makes the following. It could be the Rambam is machalik between these two in the fashion we mentioned, between derech achila and laotzer. So ochel mitoch psalas. So there, the isser is the tikuna ochel. So, in order for you to be able to eat, to take the ochel, it has to be derech achila, and that's not called tikkun haochel because there's a special exception of derech achila. But in ochel mitoch ochel, they're both ochel, so you can't say you're metaking the ochel. The ochel is there. Elamai is going to be a problem of bor laotzer. So as long as you're doing it for some immediacy, so even if you take the oranges because you want and leave the apples behind and you want to eat the apples, So that's not la'otzer because you intend to eat it within the next 2-3 hours. It's good enough. So that's the way, so that's the Rambam Shita. Although, there's some kind of problem here in the, Shurkin points out, V'yishla'ayin l'das Rambam d'haha gamar la'el d'chilka bin bor ocham yipsolas. So how does Rambam get this from the Gemara? Tzarchin Baza. He says, Ein Behagos, Arav Eliezer, I think Meir Horovitz in the back, there's a big Talmud Chacham, and we got another Sefer too. Shabira Tzugas HaGemara La Rambam. V'lidvar Avati Shapir. So complete analysis of the Rambam cannot be complete without first looking in the back and using this Ha'ara Berlozer Meir Horowitz, which, needless to say, I didn't do. Okay, so that's number two. Number three today, we're going to do this Gemara and Sukkah I handed out, which is one of the, which is touted as one of the big rayas for the Shitas Ha'aruch. Okay. So, first of all, what is that? What is the Shitas Ha'aruch? So, as we know, Gemara is all over Shas, that if you do one act, and the other act is inevitable, like we had on the Fine Dalit, the guy's a Batzei Achilazon because he wants to get out to die, and the Achilazon is going to die in the process. Or in the States they say process, I think. In Canada it's still it's process. According to but it's inevitable. So let's see the Gemara there. Tanur Rabbanan, Atzot Chilazon Vapotzo, Eino Chayav Elo Achas, Rabbi Domer, Chayav Shtayim, Rabbi Domer, Ptsia Bechlal Disha. Okay, so we reject that. Amar Rabba, Mai Tamad Rabbanan, Kasavre, Ein Disha, Lubigadu Le Karka, and therefore, your Chayav Achas. Abili Chayav Nami, Meet Shmishum, Nitzos Neshama. Amar Bechashem Shepetzal Meister. Rav Amar Filu Tamei Shepetzal Chai Mitzase Kuei Tzoltos Neshama. Okay, so what is he? He's Chai V'Chai Shub Tzeda, right? It's not Chai Mitzoltos Neshama, it's not mechava. It's not what he wants to do in life. But he wants it to live longer somehow, so he could get more dye out of the blood. No, he's lonichale that it should be that way. That it should die. Okay, so he's not. He wouldn't be chayv for nils neshama. So, on Daf Kuf Gimel, we have similar Gemara, where the guy's doing all kinds of acts on his karka, right? He's doing mezareit or menakesh or whatever the menakesh might be. It's not so clear. Is he's weeding or he's digging holes around the roots of the trees? Whatever he's doing over there, okay. And the Gemara says, and if he had kavana to be miyape the karka, so he's chayv also else yipui karka. Told of Chorish, landscaping. Okay, so it's going to go landscaping, and like the Rebbe mentioned, there's some kind of an issue if you pick up garbage off your lawn on Shabbos, are you chayav mishum Chorish? This guy, some Achorim hold like that. By Shvius is a question whether it's that's going to be or not. Further, we pesach and no toldos on Shvius, so chorich should not be
Shapi Hasra and Shvius. Again, I don't buy through the Rabbanan. Lachar not. It should be Mutter. The reason I happen to know this, and when I asked about this in Shir, is because in 1994, it was a Shemitah year, and I took it upon myself to learn all about Shemitah. So I went up to the library, and my second Seder had like a pile of like 13 books on Shemitah. One of them was from Moshe Sternbuch, who read a Sefer only on Shemitah. So I was learning this the whole year, and I became pretty, Baruch Hashem, pretty, I spoke to people, whatever. I got pretty proficient in these halachas, with the Sakarka, the Kedusha aspects, whatever. And then in June, someone walked in, he spoke to Rabbi Sobolovsky, who was then still learning in the Beis Midrash in the afternoons without having everything on his shoulders that he has today. And he sent him right to me. He said, go speak to that person. So it turns out this fellow had a shiloh that he was taking a sabbatical. And the next year he was taking a sabbatical, and he was renting out a home in Eretz Yisrael. And the proprietor of the home wanted it written in the contract that he has to mow the lawn like once a month so that they don't grow tall. So he told him he's going to ask a shiloh to see if it's mutter to mow the lawn, and if it is, he's not. Anyway, that was his shiloh. So he came to me. So I said, "Oh, that's I didn't think of that." I looked at Rav Moshe Sternbuch, expecting to aser it. Guess what? He was mater it. There's no whatever. It wasn't like a simple mutter, but anyway, it ended up being mutter. So. This guy took the place. Alright. So that's the case of landscape. That's the issue of landscaping. Right, so Tosfos there says, the Gemara says, why is it only if he's mechavein? Or even if he's not mechavein, there's a zikresha, he's even by taking twigs off the trees, he's upping the land a little bit. Right? So Gemara ends up saying, it must be it's be'ara d'chavre. He's doing this in the ara d'chavre. He really doesn't care, maybe he's doing trying to get some twig off a tree. He doesn't really care what the. The Gemara doesn't end up there. Okay, that's how Gemara ends up. It's Barad Chavri, he doesn't really care about it. So it's Lo Dichale, Lo Ichbasle. Okay, that's another issue. But Lo Ichbasle. So, and Tosfos says, and according to the. So Pashtus, what is it? It's still Malchashin Yisrucha Legufa. It's not. It's still Asr Midrabanan. And the Arif says, no, it would be Mutter. It's Mutter in that situation. Because lo nichale psikresha, the lo nichale is mutter. So I'll just read it inside. What are the other rayas? Let's say kotzitz baharis bishasmila, which we did in Shir. That gemara there, which again is a non-Shabbos gemara, which is important. And there the Torah gave a special pasuk. That you're allowed to do mila, even though in the process you're going to cut off the beharis of the makama mila. Okay. And the Gemara there asks, why do I need a pasuk? Or it's a darshan of miskaving, because he's not mechaving to cut some sikresha. The Gemara says, why do I need the pasuk to be matir lechor it's a darshan and miskaveh. So the Gemara says, that it's a psikresha, that it's going to occur, right? Gimel. Yeah, Amar Rava, Rav Amar, Fidlu Tamar, Rabbi Shimon, Mother Rabbi Shimon, Bipsikureshe, Vila Yamath. Yes, Igmar has Halamali Kra, Davishim Iskavin, who? Davishim Iskavin is his mother. Yes, the question is, why is that Darshan Miskavin? Why would you even classify that as Darshan Miskavin? L'chora, he's doing Ksitas Baharis. That's what he's doing. So, so the Rashba there says, no, there's two things. The Ksitas Baharis is not, the Isser is not the Nisr Ksitsa. The Isser is that you're doing Tahara without the benefit of a coin, without the usage of a coin. That's the Isser. So therefore, you could say it's a Davar Sheni Miskavin, right? Because what's he Miskavin? He's Miskavin to do a Maisa Ksitsa. He's doing, let's say, a Maisa Tahara in the process. So that would, he's not Mechavin for that. He's not Mechavin for that. So then you'd classify that as a Davar Sheni Miskavin. But what we see is that the machla, right. So again, there's a machlekes taisus in the arich. By davar shen miskavein, but there's a psik reisha. But it's lo nichale. So taisus says that's melacha shen etzurcha lekufa, and the arich says that it's mutter. So Rabbi Chanan in Ksubos Davav has a, you know, famous piece there that's often said, is that how do we view something that's inevitable to occur? I mean, it's if you're doing A and B will inevitably occur, so l'chora you have say on Shabbos, according to Taisus, you know you're doing, so it becomes AB. It's all one act. You can't say you don't have ratzon to do B. So let's say, for instance, by the chilazon case, you're doing tzad, but in the same case you're doing tils neshama. So you have ratzon, you have that act is considered tils neshama too because it's inevitable to occur. The proper thing is you have no desire for the tachlis, i.e. a dead chilazon. So that would be, according to Taisus, the classical Malach HaShein Etzurcha LeGufa, where you have Ratzon for the act, but it's you don't want the Tachlis, right? It's not the way it was in the Mishkan. You don't want the Tachlis. So you end up with a Malach HaShein Etzurcha LeGufa. Okay, so that's pretty straightforward. The more complicated way is the Aruch. Let's say, according to the Aruch, so somehow, even though they're inevitable, but conceptually, there's still two acts going on, right? That's what you have to say. There's still two. There's a maisa disha and a maisa tils neshama. And you do not want the tils neshama. So the Aruch happens to hold, which is very strange, is that the Cholotur Akula, what do I need to be Mischayev? Let's say I do Kilayim, something like that. Any Yisr Atar other than Shabbos. So usually you would think, just Yediyah alone, just knowledge that I'm doing the act is sufficient to be Mischayev me. Right? Just Yediyah. I don't have to want to benefit from it, which is what Ratzon really means. I don't have to benefit from the Malach I'm doing in order for it to be mechayiv me. It's enough that I just have yediyah that that's what I'm doing. I mean, even if I really hate the kilei akarim, right? I hate grapes, or I hate the, but I go ahead and do the maisa zriya and kilei akarim, whatever it was, I still be chayav. That's the pashtus. According to the Aruch, it seems you need ratzon b'chol tera kula as well, because the Aruch had their darshan of iskavim. He applies this even b'chol tera kula, so he's focusing on the maisa, not on the tachlis on, not on the tachlis on maisa. But the maisa, I have to want to do. I want to benefit from the maisa. I have to have ratzon for the maisa. So when I'm doing two things, let's say I'm doing a maisa disha and a maisa netils neshama, and they're both inevitable when I'm doing them, but conceptually I still see them as two separate things, two separate acts, and I have ratzon only for the tzeda, but not for netils neshama. So then that becomes mutter, because for netils neshama I have no ratzon. It becomes mutter. And the same would be by non-Shabbos cases, let's say by Tzitzas Baharis. It would be the same. I have a ratzon for a Maisa Tzitza, but not for a Maisa Tahara. That would be Davashen Miskavin. That would come under that category. So that's the Aruch. And one of his main rayas is from this Gemara in Sukkah, this famous Gemara where you're taking up the berries on... you're taking up the berries on Yom Tov to create a hadas. So the Gemara says, well, you're talking mana on Yom Tov. How could you do this? How could Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon say you could do this? Amar Rav Ashi, you can shalik don lachila, right? His purpose was not for making a tikkun mana. He really wanted to eat the berries, but it turns out he created a hadas, and therefore it's mutter. Okay, what does Rashi say on lik don lachila? Lik don ladam yaldu min hadas almanat laochlan. Einam iskavein lachshiro. That's not his kavana lahakshiro. That he's taking it off for the berries. Does he know he's being makshir? And always by the way, this okay. Anyway, he's taking out likdon lachilo. All right, so he's taking lachilo. So he has a Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Sabar, La Kavua. He holds like his father, Rabbi Shimon, who holds davar sheni miskavein his mutter. Okay, so here it seems to be a davar sheni miskavein case. So he's doing a maisa likut achila, and derech agav he's doing that's his kavana. Derech agav he's doing a maisa makiv apatish or whatever it is, or is it's derabanan deraisa, whatever it is, he's doing something else on nothing. So then the Gemara says, but wait a minute, it's a psik reisha. Like what bothered me, it's a psik reisha. He knows he's doing the other malach of makiv patish. Na eis leyoshan acharisa. So now where does that leave us off? What did this last answer do? So that's machlok subek, a big machlok as we shine him. This last answer somehow, because it's it makes it eino mechavein, right? But still, he is making a keli, but he's not. He doesn't want it. So it's sort of like a malacha sheni tzricha legufa. Our tesis on Kuf Gimel ends off saying here, why is it mutter? Well, it's only a tikkun muat. Right, this is in the last line. It's only a tikkun muad. Kemo miut anavim dolah, and it's only aser midrabanan. Tosis says. Tosis takes that position. It's only aser midrabanan. So lo gazru chachamim kisheino nana. All right, and this is for a minute. Okay, but that's the position Tosis takes. According to the Aruch, it's very good, right? Because the pashtus gemara, it's mutter. You don't have. The Gemara just says it's mutter to do, and he has no intention. Meaning, he has another nice hadas, write a chazanish hadas at home. The way he's doing this, he wants it as a, he wants this sort of like as a spare tire, right? It's not his, right? So according to the Aruch, the Aruch says from here, he knows he's doing it, but it's not his ratzon to do because he has another one at home somehow, so that mitigates his wanting this to. So he knows it. He knows he's doing. So really, what he wants to do is he wants the berries, right? That's Pashtus. We're still holding in that. He wants the berries, and since he wants the berries, he has a Shana Charisa at home. So therefore, the Makeh B'Patish he's doing is Mutter. Okay, so that would seem to be like the Aruch. So he doesn't really want this as a Hadas, right? He has one at home. Right? That would be a normative chat, and that's how the Aruch brings a riot to this. But it's possible to say, when the Gemara says Shana Charisa, it's that it's not even a Maisa Tikkun Keli anymore. Some Rishonim take that position. It's not a Maisa Keli because he doesn't need it for the mitzvah. It's an Omid LaMitzvah. So it's not a Tikkun Keli at all. And if it's not a Tikkun Keli at all, out goes the Raya of the Aruch. Right? There's no Raya for the Aruch. So a lot of Rishonim say no Raya to the Aruch from here because maybe when the Gemara reached this conclusion, it's not a Tikkun Keli at all. Now, I was thinking along the lines, and this will end up, by Makeh B'Patish, if there is Makeh B'Patish, which most Rishonim subscribe to here, it could be totally subjective. Meaning, we have an Shira Machlokas, what if, can you have Makeh B'Patish through a process that you're, let's say, put something in the oven, and that's going to make the keli, that's going to complete the keli and everything. Are you over Makeh B'Patish, or do you have to do it by hand? Is it something a person has to finish up a keli, like a Gemara has with the cornice, he's hitting with the cornice, he's making. So that seems to be a Machloikas, Rishainim. The Rush says it can happen in the oven. Not here in Shabbos, Rush in Be'ah by making Re'afim. It says it can happen on its own too. And Meduk from Tosus here, others, Tosus wants to, okay, that it has to be done with your hands. So it has to be something important to you, right? That you're making this keli. It could be here, I was thinking, maybe here, since it's Makeh B'Patish, since he has another one at home. So it's not so relevant to him now that he's taking off this berry. Yeah, he'll have another Hadas, but that's not so relevant. If this was the Hadas he needs he didn't have another one at home, so then it would be, that would be Makeh B'Patish, right? He's making something that's important to him. But since maybe he has another one at home, so maybe this is not even Makeh B'Patish. It's nothing having a keli or anything. So maybe that would work. That would be a nice approach here. And in other words, looking at the Makeh B'Patish angle of it to explain why this wouldn't be a shita of the Aruch. But again, the Aruch may hold that things that happen automatically. You might take another approach in Makeh B'Patish. At least they might not. They might learn. He wouldn't learn this way. But maybe others would. Okay, I've gone.